May 19, 1922. In heaven, the divine will produces beatitude, while on earth it is operative, and multiplies its life and its goods in the act of the creature. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen within my interior, from which a little door opened, and he leaned his arms on it and put his head out, to see what the other creatures were doing. I looked together with Jesus. But who can say the evils that appeared, the offenses being given, and the chastisements that will pour down? This sight, so sorrowful, was horrifying. I also saw our poor country being struck by the divine scourge. Now, seeing that Jesus was looking with such tenderness of love and sorrow, while in the previous days it had been impossible for me to have him look and turn his face toward the creatures, I said to him, "My love and my life, do you see how much your dear brothers and mine suffer? Don't you want to have pity? How willingly would I suffer everything so that they might be spared? See, this is a duty that the state of victim imposes on me, the imitation of you. Did you not suffer everything for us? And how could you want me not to suffer in order to spare them, and to imitate you, who suffered so much?" And Jesus, interrupting me, told me, "Ah, my daughter, man has reached such a point that I cannot look at him but with horror. And if I look at him, it is only from within you because, finding all the tendernesses of my humanity and my prayers in you, I feel moved to look at him with compassion, and for love of you I will spare their lives. Man needs strong purges, otherwise he will not change his mind. Therefore I will sweep everything away, so as to renew everything. I will do unexpected things, new chastisements, for which man will not be able to find the reason. And this, in order to confuse him. But do not fear. For love of you I will spare something. In you I feel the current of the communications with all creatures, just as I felt it in my humanity. Therefore it is hard for me not to give you anything, and not to make you content in anything. Later on I found myself outside of myself, at a very high point. And I found my celestial mama, a late archbishop of ours, my parents, and my sweet Jesus, who was in the arms of the bishop. As soon as he saw me, the bishop placed him in my arms, telling me, 'Take him, my daughter, and enjoy him.' Jesus made feast in my arms, and said, 'Dearest daughter of my will, I want to renew the bond of the great gift of making you live in my will. This is why I wanted here present, as representatives, my dear mama, the bishop who took part in your direction when he was on earth, and your parents, so that you may remain confirmed even more in my will, and may receive all the current and the goods which my will contains, and so that they may be the first to receive the glory of the work of living in my will. You are nothing but an atom in my will, but in this atom I place all the weight of my will, so that, as you move, the immense sea of my volition may receive its motion, its waters may ripple, and as though stirred, they may give off their freshness, their fragrances, and may overflow for the good of heaven and earth. The atom is small, extremely light, and is unable to agitate all the immense sea of my will. But once all the weight of my will has been placed in it, it will be capable of everything, and you will give me the field to release more divine acts from myself. You will be like a little stone which is cast into a fount. As it drops, the waters ripple, get rough, and give off their freshness and fragrance. However, the little stone does not contain the weight of my will, and therefore cannot make the fount overflow. But your atom, with the weight of my will, can not only overwhelm my sea, but flood heaven and earth. You will drink all of my will with all the goods it contains, as though in one gulp. And in another gulp you will let it out. And while you do this, you will multiply my life and my goods as many times for as many times as you drink it, and for as many times as you release it. And if the blessed in heaven enjoy all the beatitude which my will contains, and live in it as in their own center, however, they do not multiply it, since their merits are fixed in them. You are happier than them, because he can multiply my life, my will and my goods. In them, my will brings beatitude, while in you it is operative, and I ask for your acts in order to multiply myself. When you operate, I anxiously watch whether you operate in my will, so as to receive the contentment of seeing myself multiplied in your act. How attentive you should be, and let nothing escape you.